with Theatre Talk on WBFO. This is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Well, we have a great show for you today. We have Angels in America. For you existentialists, we're going to take a trip down to the Lone Star State. And for you bohemians, we're going to have La Boheme, only we're going to call it Rent.
And more.
And that's just the beginning.
Things are getting busy again in Buffalo's theaters. Starting this week, Subversive Theater is bringing part two of Angels America into rep with part one, which they started last week. Perestroika opened last night.
That is certainly an ambitious project, isn't it?
Oh, for anyone, yeah. It's huge. It's so many strings of the plot to carry forward, and part two is more of a challenge than part one.
As you said, Perestroika, part two of Angels in America is the more difficult.
The plot meanders. There are some inconsistencies. It is generally conceded that it was not quite ready when it made it to the stage. But it is in part two that Prior Walter confronts the angel who comes and proclaims him a prophet. He tries to refuse this charge once he realizes that this angel is just demented and ends up in heaven with a core of angels. It turns out God had kind of disappeared the day of the San Francisco earthquake in 1906 and has not been seen since. He suggests that they sue him for abandonment and leaves, but not before brokering a deal for more time on Earth. He is suffering from AIDS, which of course when the play was written was a death sentence. And the play ultimately leads up to a moment at the Bethesda Fountain, a great moment of optimism and a more upbeat prophecy.
Ah, an unlikely prophecy. That's Tony Kushner's Angels in America, Part 2, Perestroika. What you've told me, I like this Jesus Hates Me. I love the way you describe this. Jean-Paul Sartre meets Hee-Haw.
Kind of, yeah. But if you saw them do Killer Joe, the Tracy Letts play last year, it seems to be the similar milieu. This is backwoods Texans on booze and dope and getting themselves into existential dilemmas self-consciously. Michael Lodig directing. American Repertory Theater is now performing at the Church of Ascension there where Linwood meets North Street. 25,600 minute Rent opening at Musical Fair in the coming week. It's been around for a long time, since 93, 94, and has toured, but now they are doing a minimalist production up at Musical Fair in Snyder.
Did you see you saw it on Broadway?
I did see it on Broadway. I did not see it off Broadway. It was off Broadway 2 years before the 1996 Broadway opening, but I saw it once it was at the Niederlander.
Isn't there a Buffalo connection?
Jesse Martin was in the
original cast. Law and Order.
Yes, and I did see Jesse Martin. Well, he also did the film. This is Jonathan Larson's musical based on Puccini's La Boheme, but it's set in Greenwich Village in the age of AIDS.
Now, that's interesting because Perestroika, Part 2, Angels in America, is also set in the age of AIDS.
Yeah, there are a lot of those plays from that period of time.
But why would they be coming back now? What is it that we're looking for?
In plays like Rent, Angels in America, Baltimore Waltz, As Is, Normal Heart, I think we've reached a whole new generation, and I think that we've reached a whole new stage in reaction to the epidemic, which is, of course, still among us globally, absolutely, in this country as well. And I think that it's interesting to see how this resonates and important to be reminded of how the initial reactions to the disease caused the situation we're in today.
Well, I remember when Angels in America first came out, it was tremendously polarizing on people.
Oh, it still is. I think, as is the issue itself.
You do not go to see it lightly.
No, and I think that initially there were people who didn't know what was it about and ended up very unhappy once they were there. I think now audiences that will be gravitating towards Subversive Theater's production should be pretty savvy about what they're about to see.
They know what they're going to get.
Yes.
Words of Choice 2, arranged by Cindy Cooper. Arranged by?
Well, I think that that's a way of saying compiled, edited. She's brought together pieces, speeches having to do with women's reproductive rights. And so this has been done around the country, but Brazen-Faced Varlets is doing it at Whole Walls, and some of the proceeds will go to Planned Parenthood.
Brazen-Faced Varlets, an interesting group.
They are a feminist theater, a troupe that frequently develops their own pieces. This, however, is a piece that's been done around, and they're picking it up for its activist message.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.